That's tight.
That's tight. You're tight. I'm tight. Everything's tight. Tight. Toy. 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 Toy.
Toy. Toy. Toy.
Toy.
Toy.
Toy. Toy.
Hey, mate. That's tight.
Oi. That's tight. Toy.
Hey, that watch you've got, eh? That's tight.
That's tight. That's a tight phone.
Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny. Real fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get blessed with this beautiful home? You were the sight, beautiful life. Beautiful sex, my husband and wife. Beautiful children, people who want to come.
Hi.
Hello, everybody out there, and hello, Drew.
Hello, everyone out there in podcast land, and also hello, Charla.
Hello.
Is that still your name?
Is it?
I don't know.
Me?
You,
neither.
You don't know either?
No. Man. It's a legal battle for years.
Shit is fucking weird, man.
When shit gets involved with your name, man.
Oh, man.
Shit's weird.
Like, I don't even know anymore. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even know anymore.
Right on.
What my name is.
What?
What is my name, really?
And what is name?
What is name?
And really, what is name?
Oh, my God. We're fucking stupid
idiots. How's your day?
Good. It's fine. Okay. Yeah, how was your day?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's good, I guess.
Yeah, I work from home now.
Yeah, that's a fucking radical.
I'm very worried about loneliness and just being like, home is my prison. You know that old saying?
Does it make you, like, do you still have to start work right away?
Yeah.
Start work at the same time as you would normally have to be at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to sleep in an hour. And yeah, I get to be home faster because I'm there.
Yeah. You just turn around.
Yeah, I do.
Like, well, I'm done and I'm home.
Yeah. I need to do something. I need to
off. Actually, yeah. They were off the whole day.
They
the
were
whole
off
time.
The whole time. I need to like go downstairs and like check the mail and come back up. Like something to be like, day is over.
Day is over. Checking mail.
I don't
know. You know what you should do?
What?
So you don't wear pants. So you don't wear pants while you're working.
Yeah.
So when you're done with work, you put pants on to signify
the start.
Your mind that it's that the work day is over and now it's party.
It's so backwards.
Party pants time.
Now it's party pants.
Yeah, so it's a reverse.
Yeah.
Like you put your pajama pants on.
I might get some like gold sequins. Like something fun to put on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you just make it your like I'm off work jacket.
I get so like, dressed up after work when I work from home.
You get dressed to the nines. You just get in a weird costume.
I do a weird costume. I open up a bottle of wine, I have a glass, and then I take it all off and really relax.
And then you really relax.
I love this idea.
This is...
I keep everyone posted.
I think this will help with your mental things.
Yeah. I also might get a cat.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking about getting a cat.
Yeah. I just want someone to keep me company.
Yeah. Like you know what? And I'll tell you what. The cat... You need... The cat will straight up not let... You work, though.
Oh, really?
As soon as a cat sees... It's a rule or a law or something.
I've never had a cat. I didn't know this.
No, if you have, like... If I pick up, like, my Nintendo Switch and I'm playing it.
Yeah.
And it's like my day off or something.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, I get on the computer or a laptop is opened. They're like...
No, really?
They're like, no. No, me, though.
Me, though. Look.
No, me, though. Look at me.
I didn't think about
that. Any other time, they're like, fuck you.
That's so... Cats are assholes.
Oh, they're fucking dicks.
Aw, I can't
wait.
But
I love them.
I can't wait.
But I love them.
I love those sons of
bitches. They're easy to keep alive, that's for sure.
That's cool.
You just give them food and water.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
I feel like a dog would want all my attention, but like in a different way than a cat.
In kind of like an annoying way.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Look at me. Yeah. Look at me. Where a cat goes like, I'll let you fucking know.
I'll let you know, sir.
And I'll do it in a very, like, in the shit, like a shitty time.
Right.
Where you actually can't.
It's just like more of a warning of like, bitch.
It's like, I own you, motherfucker.
Don't you ever think humans. Differently.
You're acceptable. They have to once in a while, like, it's like they don't really want to, but they know they have to.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I have to show this.
It's that time.
I have to show them that they are acceptable
mm-hmm.
to me.
Oh, cats.
Cats. Sharla.
Drew.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
This is kind of not safe for work.
Yeah.
Kind of. Oh, what is the title?
We'll make it.
Not safe for work. Fuck.
I think. What? The title?
Yeah. It's called something and my mind just lost it.
Oh, it just blanked out?
Yeah. malicious food. Tampering.
Malicious food tampering.
Or just food tampering.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, fuck it.
What's the most fucked up you've ever found in food?
The most fucked up
thing
that I found in food?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or have you?
I haven't really found much fucked up shit. I found a grasshopper in a salad once.
What?
Yeah.
That you made?
That I got from a restaurant.
You found a full grasshopper?
Full live grasshopper.
Oh, that's gross. That's awful.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. I was grossed out, and I was like, nah. Okay, the other thing, I didn't really want a salad anyway. So I was like, can't have the salad then.
Oh, no.
But the grasshopper was alive. So, like...
Gross.
I don't know.
How'd that happen?
Doesn't that mean it's pretty fresh?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
But
I didn't eat it, but I was like,
ugh.
Well, it's alive, though.
Have you ever found hair?
Yeah, I found... It doesn't bother me. I don't know.
I don't get bothered by hair. Have you ever found, like, a dead anything?
I don't think so.
Fingernail?
I don't know. Not that I know of. I probably ate that shit. I probably ate that fingernail. I don't get, like, a hair in your food.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I pulled out long pieces, because I've got long hair, too.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I'm like, I don't know whose hair this is. And who cares? Like, it's hair.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking care. It's
can't be that dirty. One strand.
Like, let me speak to your manager about that? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. What if it was, like, 20 little pubes?
Oh, clearly, I mean, if I was like, these pubes were put here on purpose,
yeah.
And like, something's got to get, someone's got to go for that one.
It's the
someone's got to get fired for that one.
There's a good difference of like malicious tampering and like
mm-hmm.
just something's fucked, something's gross in this.
And it's just like it's an accident. Like
we
got hair, man.
Man, people got hair, man.
If you don't want the possibility of hair in your food, don't have a fucking human. A fucking human make it.
And then they make those rules of like, yeah, wear hair nets or a hat. And
that doesn't stop all hair?
No. And they wear it, like they just put the hat right on the tip of their head.
Yeah, they don't.
It's just fashion.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Have you ever seen beard nets?
I don't know if I have.
I saw one once and I was like, no. Dude, don't worry about it. Like, whatever. Don't worry about it. It looks so, I mean, it's a hair net. Basically, but it like wraps around your ears.
Oh God!
And it just like
gross.
Goes over your fucking beard.
Does it go over your mustache? Is there a mouth hole?
No, it just goes over your chin. Beard? The chin Ugh. Beard.
No.
No.
No. Just that's fine. Just don't run your hands through your beard. I guess. Just try not to. That'd be nice.
Everyone just stop worrying about fucking hair. It's not a big deal.
Hair's not a big deal. My grandma would give me snacks when I would go over to her house, and she gave me orange crackers to take to school, just like 4 in a pack, peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was opening them in class because it was like snack time. I mean, it was like high school. I feel like you could open a snack at certain periods because people get hungry. And I open it, and I'm a puller aparter. Uh-huh. I like to pull my crackers apart.
You like to pull them crackers apart.
And I did. And mm-hmm. the first thing I noticed was like this stretch of like spider webby stuff. And then it got closer to my mouth, and there's tiny little maggots warming around the entire. I still can't eat cheese crackers. Butter cheese crackers. I know it was awful. I was frozen in a moment of nausea for the rest of the day.
Maggots.
I know. Yeah.
Right.
Right? Gross.
Because I think I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
The two things that make me vomit, like, immediately, instantly.
Yeah.
No, like, without any... Seeing maggots in person.
Yes.
And Jell-O.
Yeah.
The same. They're the same thing to me. That's so nope.
Wow.
Nope, Betty. Nope. 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 Nope.
My nopes are...
My nopes. So, like, what... What did you find? What kind of shit did you find on this?
Great. So there's a lot. Okay.
These are some fucked up, like.
These are the most fucked up I could find. Here's recent, the 2000s.
Okay.
A man found in his Popeye's meal a full fried mouse that they had deep fried and served him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they know? Or did the mouse just, like, accidentally jump in there?
Maybe. I don't know. It makes me want to glug. And the shape of it's kind of like mouse-like.
Ugh.
Come on, guys.
It just straight up looks. You know, someone like that. Maybe they didn't fry it on purpose.
Yeah.
But like someone was like, we're almost out of fries, and I'm not gonna, like, we're about to close. We're almost out of fries, and I'm not about to, like, put in another batch of fries. And someone just, like, kind of saw. I was like. Maybe that's an onion ring or something. I don't know.
Maybe that's an onion ring.
I don't know. La 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 la. I don't know.
It was like a 15-year-old girl, and she saw, like, a mouse scurry into the oil right when she was pulling it out. And she's like,
shh.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
And then just kept going.
I don't know. I ain't eating it.
I don't know. Maybe that was supposed to happen. Yeah, that's gross. Okay.
When did that happen?
2003.
Fucking, of course it did.
Popeyes. 2007, Arby's in Ohio, a guy found human skin sitting on his lettuce on a burger. Yeah. My first thought was like a chunk of skin, like I see it on my arm.
Like when you peel from like a really bad sunburn?
That's what I think it probably was. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I like someone else's skin, right? It's like super hot.
My skin, I can peel it all day long.
I love that. Like when it gets to that point, and you
have been the worst person with a peeled sunburn.
It was a beautiful, like, it was a sheet.
Oh, parchment.
Yeah.
You could write on it.
And we were sitting like next to like a fire pit.
Yeah.
Just toss it in there.
Gross.
Oh. Just burn myself. I was like, fucking dust to dust, motherfucker.
I feel so giddy and sick right now. So giddy and sick. Another man found a gold tooth in his Mars bar.
Like in the bar, in it?
Yeah, in the candy bar.
Just a gold tooth?
Just a straight gold. How?
Was it real gold?
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yes, sir.
Jackpot.
You won.
I mean, I don't know how much. But I mean, it makes.
That's fine.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm definitely not going to eat the rest of this.
Yeah.
But now I have gold.
And it's not that dirty.
I have like solid gold. Gold can't get dirty.
Yeah.
You can't, dirty, gold ain't dirty.
Some old dude was like, I'll give my treasure and pass it on, and I'll place it in this Mars bar.
Motherfucker, just in a factory.
Yeah.
He just worked in the Mars.
He thought it was a really sweet gesture.
Mars factory, and then just was like singing and like putting fucking, like mixing the chocolate or whatever.
Uh-huh.
If that's how it happens. Mm-hmm. And he's like, doodly dee, and I'm mixing chocolate. This is my job. I just have to be around chocolate all day. And I mix the chocolate. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, no. And looks around. He's like, That chocolate all day.
That's exactly what happened.
That's how that happened.
That's exactly what. He's the happiest guy. Just singing all the time, though.
It's like, deedly dee. This is my job. I make chocolate all day.
I love it. I love it.
And I dad. And he like hits with the mixer. He like accidentally hits his face.
Yeah. Yes.
Hits his like, thunk. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, is that the. Where'd my tooth. Oh, no. Yeah, pork. Oh no. Diddly dota chocolate all day. He's like a little louder.
Flat.
Chocolate all day.
Right, Tom?
Right, Tom?
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, Barry, yeah. Chocolate all day, man. Whatever, fuck off.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Barry, yeah.
Yeah.
Just. Really wish you'd stop singing, man.
Yeah. Chocolate all day. Yeah.
Yep. Chocolate all fucking day.
All right.
Barry, thanks. Yeah. Yep. Just a chocolate all day. Yep. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's how that happened. Good job, Barry.
Good job, Barry. 2006.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This person sued Kraft in Illinois because they bit... They're eating peanuts, just like shaking them out of the jar, and they bit onto a non-human tooth, is what it was described. The guy won. How much do you think he won from Kraft?
Wait, he bit. Oh, he was noshing on some peanuts, and one was just a tooth of some kind.
A non-human tooth.
A non-human tooth.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Right.
Do they know what it kind of tooth?
I assumed it was like.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, but.
No, it didn't say.
You're just kind of like, oh, did he like, did it break something?
No, I think he just like,
he's
spit
just like,
it out.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
Sue you. How much did he win?
Yeah.
I would say like a settlement for like, for it to kind of like, for him to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like Kraft would be very generous with that. I don't know.
That's what I thought.
A couple mil?
Yeah. Kraft gave him $55,000.
Oh, $55,000?
Which is a good amount of money. I'm not scoffing at.
That's a lot of money.
But yeah, it seems underwhelming.
But I mean, that's like, because I like McDonald's giving that one fucking old lady.
Yeah.
What she got, like $2-3 million or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. Are you talking about the hot?
Yeah, the hot thing.
Come on. And you know coffee's hot, bitch.
Bitch, it's hot. Fuck.
Since the beginning of goddamn time.
It has to be hot.
You dick.
It's part of the thing. It's part of the coffee part. You didn't order a cold brew, you bitch.
Wasn't even around back then.
They didn't have cold brew.
Slut.
You fucking slut. She was probably a slut.
Oh, God. Oh, you know what?
We're slut shaming.
She was probably a slut.
You know what? I'm gonna venture out. I'm gonna guess that she was probably a fucking slut.
Oh, we are the worst. Okay.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the coffee thing, but
yeah.
She's also probably a slut.
Most likely, it's just that slurt.
Do you think she had a let me speak to your manager haircut?
Yeah,
she probably did,
and she probably had her belly button pierced, but she was like 46.
Of course she did. She's a slut.
She's a slut with a bad haircut.
Yep.
Okay, 2008. Uh-huh. Someone in New York sued. This is great too. Sued a sushi restaurant after tasting semen in the sauce that was on her roll. She still has the samples in her freezer, just in case.
What?
I don't know.
So she was like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is semen.
Yeah.
So you're saying like at the sushi?
I guess like that white stuff they drizzle on there. She was like, that's semen. Took some samples, got it tested. It was semen, and she still keeps other samples in her freezer. Just
in case?
Just in case. Comparison what? Tasting? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
I would.
Something's weird about that.
Isn't that weird?
And well, the fact that she like has samples in her freezer?
Yeah.
What? How did they determine that it was like, this is from that sushi restaurant? Be like, yes, you're right. This is semen.
Can you
that's
prove
all,
it?
But that's all we know. Yeah. Where did you, like, we don't know where the semen. We can't prove the semen came from the sushi unless it was like.
Good point.
I don't know. Yeah, I think she's got a little racket going on there. She's like, well, next time I go to a restaurant and they piss me off.
Yeah.
Boom. There's going to be semen in that food.
Huh. You're right. I think that's exactly what happened.
She's got a nice little racket going on. She's a slut, though.
She's also.
She has to be to have all that semen.
Oh.
She just has like fucking jugs of it in her freezer.
Just be a hobby.
She's like, I'm just.
Might just be a hobby, though. Just, you don't know.
Bless her heart. It might just be a hobby. I don't know.
Okay, so those were recent things. Those are like, so, but then I was like, oh, cool. Like, what were like really famous food tampering cases? And bottom line is that the 80s were a terrible time. This is like when it was like at its peak for like safety standards being at a low.
Yeah.
Seven people died in Chicago in 1982 when Tylenol was laced with cyanide from an employer.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they think, but no one was ever convicted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, that's...
that wouldn't happen now, I don't think.
I mean, or, I don't think so.
It sounded like it was a fad of these things happening in the 80s.
I was like, well, if you're going to... I mean, if you're going to straight up murder some folks...
Yeah.
I guess that would... I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just angry employees like, ha ha ha.
Like, put fucking side, you fucking stupid fucking, I hate it, John.
Chocolate every day. Chocolate every day. You got two types of employees.
Chocolate every day. I love my job. I'm mixing chocolate. Barry, you're right over there. You stopped singing. Sorry.
Did Barry stop singing? What the fuck?
Maybe this Barry. Maybe this guy Tylenol was like also singing, and like there should have there was like some red flags.
Oh.
The other place. I don't know. He just like he would always sing. I mean, no one was convicted, but like that guy who handles.
We did have Humming Harry.
We had Humming.
Do you guys remember Humming Harry?
Yeah, I remember Humming Harry. Anybody would like hum
like them, all the time.
All the time. And he would like, yeah, now that I think about it.
You know what?
I think that's probably it was Humming Harry. I don't know his last name. I never knew his last
yeah.
name.
Yeah. We only knew him because we heard him.
But he would hum like weird stuff.
Yeah. Like didn't even make sense. Like, never heard of it. Mostly in like, the bathroom that. And bathroom. When he was eating.
He was eating. I don't know. Yeah, it was Humming Harry.
It was Humming Harry.
He did it. He's a slut.
Definitely a slut.
He's definitely a slut.
1986, 140 reports of Glass and Gerber baby food.
140?
140 reports of Glass and Gerber baby food.
Jesus.
1984, seven states had pins and needles in Girl Scout cookies.
What?
I know. And if you haven't watched Wild Wild Country yet, the six-part documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler.
It's about a cult.
This was the largest bioterrorist attack in America history. Were the people from this commune who poisoned 751 people through 10 local salad bars by putting salmonella in the toppings. It's the largest in America's history.
Man. What was the... Why? Why?
They were trying to get people
sick. Did you watch
sick.
It?
Yeah. To
you
get
did
them,
watch it?
Take them away from the polls for this voting thing they needed to happen.
Smart.
Right? Kind of
yeah, that's
brilliant.
Kind of, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
That is kind of smart.
To delay so people couldn't go vote the next day.
I mean, they're all garbage and they can fuck off forever, but pretty smart.
Pretty smart of
Look,
them.
Look, I don't have to like you to admit that you're pretty smart. there's some real smart folks out there that yeah. I hate, right?
Yeah.
Some real smart folks. I wouldn't have, that's the last thing I'd be like, they're stupid.
Yeah.
Be like, no, they're smart.
They're smart as hell.
That's the problem. That's why I hate them.
Yeah. They're a threat.
They're a threat to me.
Okay.
To me and mine.
To me and my known. Okay. I got three. So this couple, Alexander and Christine Clement, they would buy Jell-O pudding And then they would replace the contents with sand and salt and return it and get their money back. And they did this for a long time.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Until someone tried to make Jell-O pudding with sand and salt.
Well, it's just not working.
I didn't think you're supposed to chew pudding, but I am, and it's a lot to chew.
And it's crunch, and it's sandy.
And it's so salty.
That's so weird. It tastes like salt and sand together, and it never hardened. It never became Jell-O, which is another weird thing.
But I trust Jell-O.
But I trust them.
Okay, this is the last two. This is fucked up. Okay, I want you to tell me how many years mm-hmm. for these crimes.
Okay.
First one, mm-hmm. this man in an office was taking a syringe full of his semen, and he was injecting it into the yogurt cups in the fridge that women were eating.
God, dude. And he got caught?
Yes.
He's just like putting his DNA everywhere.
Yeah.
So easy. How did he get caught?
I think they found him.
They probably found him doing it. Like where he's like, they're like, "What are you doing with the syringe?"
And the fridge.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, no. Fuck you. Definitely, you're doing something to the yogurt.
And one lady like noticed a hole in her cup. She was like, "Huh?"
Yeah. Huh.
Hmm.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I hope he got life. Or I hope he got sentenced to death.
Okay.
Actually.
So we have that guy, right?
Yeah.
And our next guy, he spit a huge loogie into a McDonald's sweet tea. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say this. That customer is probably a fucking asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to say that right off the bat.
You are right.
I side with the employee on that one.
So this is what's fucked up. One of these people is black and one of them is white.
Mm.
One of them got 20 years in jail and one got 2.
Yeah, the white guy got 2.
Yeah, the white guy that was putting his fucking sperm in yogurt got 2 years. And Marvin Washington got 20 years for spitting into
for spitting in a fucking sweet tea.
Because
the customer was a cocksucker.
A cocksucker. And it was probably like 3 a.m.
In a bad way. Cocksucker in a bad way.
Not like a slurp.
Not derp. In like a great way.
Great cocksucking way. Like in the bad way.
Like in the bad way. Like, you cocksucker.
Gross.
God.
20 years?
20 years?
I'd be... Oh, that's so... Ugh. Mm-mm.
That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. oh, man.
So.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
People be fucking with people.
Yeah, I mean, and put in your food. How would you do it?
To fuck with someone's
How would you fuck with someone that's like...
Man, it would depend how mad I was.
So the most I ever fucked with somebody's food.
Okay.
Or I'll start so you could... I'll get you started.
Jump start it.
I worked at Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Or a local coffee shop. I don't know. I don't know the rules for this. I worked at Starbucks for a long time back in the day.
Did you see so many assholes?
I mean, most of the people were. Or
people just sleepy?
No, most people were just fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, entitlement. You always get entitlement in, like, retail land and, like, service stuff. A lot of good people, normal people that just want a fucking coffee, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Those were the best. Mm-hmm. The ones that just like fucking, the ones I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Yeah. If I don't remember you
if I don't remember you when I was working, God bless you.
Yeah.
Great. Good job.
Good way to put
it. That's how that should be.
Uh-huh.
Or if I do remember you and you, because you are like a regular.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
It was just nice to see you.
It was good to see you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ones that you like that stand out are those are the ones, you know,
mm-hmm.
those are the ones that get in there. The most I ever did to fuck with people at Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
We actually had a system. We had a weird system with me and a few employees that I would like mark the cup on what their drink was. After dealing with them, so if they came up and were talking to me on their or like were on their cell phone,
get off the phone.
And they're just like, huh? Like I interrupted fucking their day.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Get off your fucking phone. That get off your phone, guys.
Get when off your, you just
anytime you're like doing some kind of transactional thing, get off your fucking phone. Stop talking on your phone. There's texts. You just do that.
Don't talk on the phone.
And especially 8 in the morning. Like, who the fuck are
get
you talking
off the
to at 8?
Phone. Just text.
You're a fucking terrorist.
Fuck off.
So if they were talking on their phone, they're a that's a terrorist. That's what terrorists do. And they, anyway, so if they did that, if they were doing that, or if they're just rude or just like an asshole for no reason, I would write down their order on the cup. I would turn the cup upside down to set it over behind the, you know, the thing.
Okay.
The upside down meant decaf.
Nice.
Or if they asked for decaf.
Oh.
You're caffeinated now, motherfucker.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's subtle.
It's subtle.
Yeah.
Because they don't, they wouldn't really know. They'd be like, oh, man, this coffee is not working today. I just must be tired.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, motherfucker. I ruined your day.
Yeah.
I did it because I set your cup upside down.
You because you were on your phone.
Because you were on your phone.
At 8 in the morning like an idiot asshole.
What? But that's all I've done.
Yeah. I like it. And it's something you can do over and over.
Yeah, over
and
over.
You can't get
in
trouble. I mean,
no, and you just be like, what?
Yeah.
Prove
what?
It.
Oh, oop, yeah, prove it. You didn't poop? That's not proving it.
No, you probably did poop. Because your body's used to when you taste that coffee.
Yeah.
Then your body's like, poop time.
Poop time. It's warm liquid.
Warm liquid poop time.
I worked in a movie theater, and it was just fun for, loved getting people that, like, here's your popcorn. Would you like butter? And some people are like, yeah, sure. And then some people are like, can I get it layered? And layered is popcorn, butter, popcorn, butter.
Yeah.
I mean, some people like need it. And this one lady was like, I just like kids probably on the phone being a dick, not paying attention, didn't know what she wanted. Can I get it layered? And when I say layered, I mean layered. So we're just like pumping and pumping and pumping the butter and pumping and pumping and pumping. And it's like swimming. And she comes out, this one particular lady, she did come out of the movie like 30 minutes into it and was like, I've got grease on my master's khakis. I will be giving you the bill. And we're like, yes, lady. Please make a scene in our quiet movie lobby.
I will be giving you the bill. Okay.
These are my khakis I wear to the Masters. Ooh, and they're stained.
The bill for what? Just wash them, you fucking bitch. Idiot. What is your bit? Like, I'm gonna. People get so mad, they just don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
There's like, someone has to come to justice.
To say
someone must come to justice.
Someone must come to justice.
Justice punishment.
Okay.
Justice.
Then you're just saying then terms.
So mad. Someone justice. Like, there's people when people get so mad that like they blame not just like the person that made them mad.
Mm-hmm.
When you start, like, you know, you're, because I mean, you get that way too, like, those thoughts when you get so mad that you're mad at, like, the, like, evolution.
right.
Just like,
you've broadened it.
Have we come to this?
Yeah. You're mad at how time has.
Yeah. Like, you're not just mad at, like, the person that actually is at fault.
Yeah.
You're mad at that the fact that this could happen in the universe.
What has happened to get us
what
to
hath God wrath? Rot.
I meant rot.
I'm so mad I said rot. What hath God wrought? Because your shit was a latte instead of a cappuccino.
Yeah.
What hath
What hath thou?
God rot. This was supposed to be a cappuccino. But instead it's only a latte.
You'll be getting my doctor's bills for this.
You will... I will be voting against certain people in the Senate for this.
Watch when I get on the Yahoo account.
On the Yahoo and
the Yelp.
Oh, boy. What a... People are fucking stupid.
Yeah, people get mad.
People get so mad, and they just can't help themselves.
And it's the funniest it's to the watch. Best. God, it's so funny.
What's the funniest, like in general, when someone gets like irate at something, and you laugh? Like, what's the funniest thing that someone could get mad at that you'd just be like,
the fuck? I remember when I was little, my neighbors and I, we would prank call people, and one time it was like, I can do it on my own. So I like just doop 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 picked up the phone, was like doop bop boop bop boop 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 boop. And this one lady, she must have been on a call, and I don't have anything to say. I'm just like making noises, and she like clicks over to me, and she's like, "What? Who? Could, yes?" And I was, and I don't just like, how old was it? Like nine? Like and then hang up. And she called back over and over and over. And one time I picked up and I was like, yes? And she was like, are you trying to make me look like a fucking idiot? What the fuck are you doing? And like, I don't know why. I don't know if like she had guessed over, but I was just laughing. She was so mad. It was so great. Why are you so mad? I'm not mad. And you don't have to answer. And just hang up. It's a kid.
And I don't know who cares.
She kept calling. Oh, you trying to make me look like an idiot?
Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Not on my watch.
So great.
And I think in general, this is the funniest thing. When people get mad at me, like genuinely mad at me for farting.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
Like strangers or like friends?
Just like friends. Like any. Like I remember it was one time. It was a long time ago. I was just a gas bubble.
Sure.
I was just a gas bubble. Sometimes I'm a gas bubble.
You know what?
And I was like farting around my mom. And she, it just hit, like, I don't know, it was just like a mood, it just hit her. She got so
wow.
Drew, God damn it, stop farting right now.
And it made me laugh. Like, I couldn't handle it. Because I'm already laughing because I'm farting.
Well, farting is so funny.
It's so funny.
I bet it stunk.
I'm already, oh yeah. I mean, it was
she
bad.
She was so tired of it.
She was so fucking mad at me for farting.
That's funny.
And it was, I was like, this, Ma, you're making me. and then she was like, don't fucking laugh.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, even more. Yeah. Now.
Even more farts.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Speaking of fun.
Yes.
And speaking of. Shitty people,
yeah.
And speaking of the of the world and the universe being absolute garbage.
Yes.
I think it's time for our next segment. Keep going.
Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah.
That was so pretty. It was like a church.
Yeah, it was like a hymn.
Yeah, a hymn.
I wrote that.
Cool.
I wrote that. Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Sharla, we got some real fun, awful things that happen.
I can't wait.
Yeah?
Stupid world.
The stupid world. It's so easy. It's so easy to do this segment.
Yeah.
Well, it was hard. The April Fool's Day one was hard.
Well, that was just an obstacle.
Because I had to kind of get...
Yeah.
It was just an obstacle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start it off. Here we go.
Okay.
Oregon principal posts video stating bullied kids, like bullied, the ones that are bullied, tend to annoy people.
Well, you can't say that.
But oh, they he do. Did.
But they do.
Oh, he did.
He oh, was straight- a dude teacher?
It was his principal. It was this dude, principal from Oregon.
Oh, excuse me. Jesus.
CO Oregon. Whatever the fuck that is.
He's seen so many kids. Can't say that, though.
So, yeah, an Oregon school principal is being accused of victim shaming by parents. By some parents. Some parents, they use some a lot in here. And I don't know that word always. I don't know. It's a red flag. Some parents of children at Centennial Elementary School in CO say recent remarks by the principal on bullying are offensive. In a YouTube video, this guy, his name, I don't care, stated victims of bullying tend to provoke bullies and must be taught to be less annoying.
Oh, damn.
So here...
You're a bad
principal. I don't know. It goes on that he was just like, yeah, I mean, in my experience, the kids who get bullied are not really good friends. They're not good at being a friend. They tend to annoy people, maybe without knowing it, but usually they do know it.
That's hilarious. Spit that truth, Prince.
Look, Zedwick is the guy's last name.
Yeah.
So if you find your kid being a target, one thing you could do to help them separate from the... or help them separate from the bullying is you can help them learn not to be annoying.
Hey, it's real easy. Coming straight from the principal. Don't let your kids be a fucking idiot. Look, asshole.
I'm pretty... I think we're pretty woke in general.
Woke as fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I'm like... I feel like maybe people would consider me not to be woke about.
Okay.
And that is bullying. And here's why. Back in my day.
Sure.
Right?
Travel back there.
Let's travel back to I'm 36.
Mm-hmm.
Let's travel back to my day when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Or elementary school.
99?
Your class of 99?
No. 03?
03. I was 2000. Class of 2000. I graduated high school 2000.
Solid year. That's
a long time ago.
Yeah.
No. That was a long time ago. People... born when I was graduated high school can now buy cigarettes. Well, not in Chicago, but
getting old.
Or they can buy porn now.
Right.
They can buy porn.
But no one buys
legally. Porn. Yeah, no one buys porn anymore. But like when I in high school,
yeah,
or especially elementary school or middle school, I guess.
Middle
school is the worst.
Boy, oh boy.
If you had someone bullying you. You either took it on the chin and went home and shut up and went on with your life and you became whatever you became in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or you beat the fuck out of the bully when you'd had enough.
Right.
And you were never bullied again.
Exactly.
I did that.
Oh, God.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of people just be like, no, bullying. Be like, well, teach the bullies. Not to bully.
Sure.
And they will not. I know for a fact.
Yes, yes.
Because I was not I wasn't a big kid. I was a little dweeb.
Yeah.
Little skinny fucking asshole dweeb middle schooler.
Sure. You were a middle schooler.
Yeah. And when we got hit or you got bullied and you'd had enough, like sometimes you'd take it because you're just like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
But when you'd had enough.
You let them know.
You fucking let them know. You're like, bat.
Yeah.
Right in the nose.
Yep.
Just punch him right in the nose, man.
I
want
my kid to know that. Yeah.
Like, that's how you do it. Punch him right in the nose. That's what my dad taught me. Punch him directly square in the
nose. Don't just keep getting bullied. Christ.
Don't keep getting bullied. Don't bitch about being bullied. You either shut up about it or you make sure you're not bullied anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right?
I don't know. With the social media, though, could you imagine if you went home after getting bullied and... you just had like Facebook and Instagram to look at. I don't know.
That's true. We didn't have all that. And we didn't have like it was just like, you had to take care of it right there.
Yeah.
Right then.
Yeah.
And you weren't like, how was school today? Be like, I got bullied. What? You know, you didn't want to, you didn't want to stir anything up. You just wanted to be like, I just hate school so much that I don't care about what's going on.
Middle school's the worst.
But you know what? I don't know. On the other side. Yeah. I don't know, dude.
I like that principal.
Zedwick. There's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. But you don't say
also,
that.
Also don't do shit to make yourself bullied. God. It's read their fucking room.
Read the room.
Sometimes bullies, sometimes it's not even, but like, there's people who are just like, you're not, these people are fucking super nerds, and it almost, I want to bully them.
Yeah. Or some of you are like, you lucky that you're not being bullied more than you should be.
Man, you should be bullied.
Nark.
Way more. here's another one. Chinese university hosts grenade throwing contest.
No.
Yeah. I don't
China
really need to read all of this.
No.
But it's like a sport. They're obviously they're not live grenades.
Just call it baseball.
It's like stick grenades. Why grenades?
Though? Why?
Like,
what are you doing?
They're like, it's grenade throwing. Just gotta train them kids.
Train them kids. Know the weight of a grenade.
Here's one. Pittsburgh gay bar scraps the planned Führer Festival drag night for Hitler's birthday.
Oh, come on.
So what was that, the 20th or something, right?
420, yeah.
Was that 420?
Uh-huh.
It was also Hitler's birthday?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's smoke weed. Hitler's birthday. Happy birthday, Hitler. Smoke weed.
God.
Yeah, so they're like a drag, because a drag contest, they're ironic always. Everyone should understand that. But little over the top.
See, come on. Like, now.
I know, I'm guessing, like, because it's a drag contest or drag night.
Uh huh.
They're making it's ironic.
Yeah.
I get that. But don't. Like, they had a, like, they show the fucking.
Like, I might have gone to this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Because it was like.
What happened? They just got shut down?
No, it was like. No, the gay bar that was, like, planning for it. I mean, they made posters and stuff for it.
Yes.
And I think they were just getting so much.
All the moms were emailing.
There's like, this is not okay. The drag community is like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it's ironic. I mean, it's ironic.
Yeah.
It totally is ironic to them. To all of us. I mean, we know.
It will be fabulous and so offensive and funny.
And we're going to make fun of Hitler. Because it's always like, we're going to actually make fun of Hitler.
Right.
And probably bash his ass pretty hard. Because he would have hated
that because he was a homophobe.
But yeah, there was like, no.
Yeah. No.
Ah, maybe we'll just. Or at least let's not call it Führer Night or Führer Festival. Jesus. How about one more?
Okay.
Okay. And this is from Cleveland.
Ohio.
This is a news from Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
And again, I have to tell everyone and you, this isn't from The Onion.
Okay. Noted.
Okay.
Please proceed.
This is actually from that. Perfectly good hot sauce wasted in Lakewood roommate kerfuffle.
What?
Yeah. Lakewood, Ohio.
What?
Here's one you don't see every day. An argument between two roommates in Lakewood turned physical on the block, whatever the street, who gives a shit, at 1 a.m. on Thursday when one roommate threw a skillet and hot sauce at the other roommate. What caused the roommate to drag the unidentified capsaicin-based condiment into the squabble? According to police, the roommates got into a heated, pun fully intended, sorry, not sorry, they wrote this.
The worst reporter.
Mm-hmm. I got into a heated argument after one of them got the bright idea to take all of the light bulbs out of the house.
That's funny.
That's funny, dude.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Prior to officers arrived. Like, officers arrived.
Good God.
One of the roommates left the scene, which is probably the only light bulb that went off over his head all evening.
Yeah. Get out of here.
That's the whole fucking story, and it was on the news.
What?
It was in the Cleveland, like, News 5 Cleveland.
Come, that's, you put that at the back of a college newsletter.
You don't, No, you put this in the fucking onion. This goes into the onion.
It goes directly to the onion.
And you actually put all, you put as many puns as possible, and don't fucking tell me that you, that you're like, puns. Yeah. And here's a joke. Fuck you.
Yeah. You're.
Fuck you. Oh, and I'm going to say who this guy, or, oh, it's a lady. Kaylin Havati.
Yeah. Find something else.
You're a slut.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, this is like, I was going to do this last one, but just the, I won't, because it doesn't matter. The term, because we were talking about the food.
Yes.
Related going to prison for a long time thing. 50-year prison sentence given in fajita theft case. I'll just leave you with that.
What?
You can just look at
that. Fajita?
There's someone stole a fajita.
I hope someone stole millions of fajitas.
No.
You said life sentence?
This is from the Brownsville Herald.
I hate everything.
I know exactly, right? Brownsville, Texas.
What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
What? Was it made of gold?
No, he stole a bunch of them. So, a former Cameron County Juvenile Detention Center employee convicted of stealing more than $1.2 million worth of fajitas was
just one thing and millions of it? A fajita? Were they frozen?
I guess so. They were just like...
What a weird thing.
Oh, and he says, it was selfish. It started small and got bigger and out of control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it became a game. It got to the point
where I couldn't control it anymore. Motherfucker just had to...
Only still two today.
Escamilla. Man, 50 years, buddy.
Was he selling them on the street for twice the cost?
I don't know. I don't know.
What a...
I don't know, because like...
And for life? Come on.
50 fucking years in 50 prison.
50 years. Get the...
I mean, might as well. Dude's already like 50. Wow.
That's although, so like, stupid. One,
I, man, I hope
free.
You...
Free
hope
that
you,
guy.
I hope you... Free, no shit. Free that dude. Anyway.
He'll just do it again with something else. Sounds like a problem. Couldn't get enough of that rush.
Oh, that fucking girl. Let me tell you something about that rush, about stealing fajitas.
Specifically fajitas.
It's different than like...
What about like a burrito?
Like, it's different though.
What about like a just steal a chimichanga every now
and then? I mean, like, stealing a chimichanga is better than stealing a burrito.
Okay.
Rush-wise. But let me tell you, stealing fajitas?
Oh, yeah. Is there nothing like it?
I can't, like, I've never done a drug that is better.
Can't believe
when
that.
When you can steal them fajitas, dude.
Mm-hmm.
When you can steal them fajitas.
Yeah.
Ugh. Charlotte, okay. It's the best. Do you want to try it?
No, I don't need to steal.
We don't have to, like, steal a bunch of them. It just takes one.
I don't even know where to go. I guess if you want to go to the freezer aisle in Walmart, I'll take a fajita. I doubt it will be exciting. I'll just be nervous. And then I have a fajita.
It's nervous. Like, nervousness, and then it turns into this insane, like, almost like crippling, like, addiction.
That's a strong word. Crippling addiction. So worth it.
No matter.
So worth it, though.
It's so worth it, though. But, like, everywhere you go, you're gonna fucking steal a fajita. Like, you're gonna.
You know how many places have a fajita available to steal? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's everywhere.
That's the stupidest news I've ever heard in my life.
You go to a taqueria and you, like, order a fajita and you just fucking leave.
Dine and dash.
Woo!
And you get that free plastic thing that holds the tortillas.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, don't even fucking talk about it. I get a boner from it. I get a crippling boner from it. From stealing fajitas.
Olé.
Olé. Stealing fajitas, bitch.
An asshole. Slut.
Well, Charlotte, this has been fun.
This has been fun.
This has been a lot of fun.
Watch what you put in your mouth, guys.
Watch what you put in your mouth and...
And read the room.
Read the fucking room always.
And if you get bullied, you might be deserved... I won't finish that.
You might deserve it a little. Just like a little.
Just a little. If you don't like it, you just hit them.
Hit them in the nose.
No guns.
Just punch. Just like with your fist.
Yeah.
Just straight in the nose.
Yeah.
So do me a favor, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Just kind of bop your nose.
Ow.
Right. Just barely bop it.
Yeah, I did.
You imagine a fist Ouch. Hitting it?
Yeah.
You're blinded. You're done.
Yeah, that white pain.
They're done. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Cool. So
it's easy. It's a little stupid little part in our
face. And this
isn't
just for kids. This is for people at work.
Anyway.
Any restaurant. Yeah, anyways.
You're defending yourself. Just punch people in the nose. Boom.
Yeah.
They're done. Just no matter how big they are.
Correct.
It hurts.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, guys. My God. Thank you for listening to Not Safe for Work, the Not Safe for Work podcast. You probably shouldn't have listened.
Ha-ha.
We keep telling you not to, but some people still do.
Fools.
Apparently. You are a fool.
If you like us, rate us and listen to us and rate us and comment and leave a scathing review with 5 stars and email us.
Yeah, an email. Did we have any new emails?
None.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Well, just leave us an email and I'm scathing, and I've been loving them. That'd be great. But yeah, that's it. Charlotte, you are my friend.
Drew, you are my friend.
Thank you. Bye, and go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killer like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny. Real fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drift